Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
A blessed Lord's Day to all of you this morning. Thank you for joining us as we gather here
to hear God's word and receive his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation this day. As we gather on the seventh Sunday of Easter, there are a couple of announcements in the bulletin, so please take note of those. Thank you.
all sing. He reigns triumphant, heavenly King.
Let us sing praise to him with endless joy.
Death's fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiven, alleluia.
Jesus is living,
alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I,
a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, alleluia. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Alleluia. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Away our sin from us, O Lord, we beseech you that with pure mind we may enter the Holy of Holies through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
For false witnesses have arisen against me, and such as breathe out violence. And to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy. Glory be to God on high.
And on his good will toward men.
We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee.
takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks that through your Holy Spirit, you have appointed us to bear witness of your dear Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Just as the world cannot endure such testimony and persecutes us in every way, grant us courage and comfort that we may not be offended because of the cross, but continually, steadfastly, in your testimony, and be found always among those who know you and your dear Son until we obtain eternal salvation. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter is written in the prophet of Ezekiel, chapter 36. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations, and gather you from all the countries, and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson is written in the first letter of Peter, chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne, Alleluia. I will not leave you orphans. I am going away and coming back to you, and your heart will rejoice. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you." This is the gospel of our Lord. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away. These words, recorded for us by St. John, continue to unfold the promise of Jesus about how he will remain with his church through the Holy Scriptures and through the working of the Holy Spirit, as we have heard over the last 3 weeks. St. John, near the end of his gospel, plainly tells us that these things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. One of the main reasons that people fall away from belief, which is to fall away from life, is because they fall away from the Word of God. When it is no longer seen as being the divine thing, people begin to doubt. But the Word of God is not just words in a book. The Word of God comes as Christians gather around the altar, the font, and the pulpit. The very word church in Greek is the called out ones, people called out of the world to gather together to receive the gifts from the Lord. And so in our gathering as church, we don't come to impress anyone. We don't come to make God think that we're pious, to make our children moral citizens or good people. We don't come to be politically correct or to put on a show for our neighbor or to continue a family tradition or because it's the American thing to do. We don't come here to feel good about ourselves or to get a pep talk about conquering worldly things. And if this is the real reason that you are here, you won't last long. You will fall away and you will forfeit your eternal life. Now, to be sure, sometimes it happens that we start coming to church for one reason or another. Maybe it is to please our mother or some other thing, but then it is the Holy Spirit who grabs us, who drags us to Jesus, whose word changes us from the inside to bring us ever closer to the Father. The Word of God is supernatural. The Word causes us to have faith, to hunger for more, and to become more alive than we ever were before. It's not because we are better than anyone else. Rather, it is because we are poor, miserable sinners, and we know it. The Holy Spirit convicts us, and we see ourselves for the walking death that we are. And so, like the many people we meet in the Scriptures, the blind, the deaf, the mute, the leprous, the lame, the broken, those cast out of society, those with regrets and sorrows, those who are oppressed or possessed by demons, even those who have died, we are brought to Jesus. And Jesus gives us new life by his word. Now, this falling away thing, of course, is nothing new. The Holy Scriptures tells us this. Jesus had followers who walked away from him. The children of Israel were grumblers, and as they wandered in the wilderness, these grumblers and their leaders eventually fell away, some quickly and dramatically, and some slowly and gradually, all until their faith died along with their souls. So we come here, we gather here, because the church is a hospital for sinners. If you think you are a good person, if you think that you're better than the rest of us, then you will think that you don't need to be here. You will resent all of these hypocrites and people who are beneath your dignity. You will collect grievances against others, and you will be the classic grumbler. You are here, and you are listening to the Word of God right now, because Jesus does not want you to fall away. You may find your faith slipping. You may find your grip loosening. You may find your discipline lacking, and you can see it. And this is good. It is good because it means that the Holy Spirit is diagnosing your problem by means of the Word. You need to listen to the Word and keep listening. Keep coming. Don't grumble. Don't make excuses. Don't justify yourself, but rather repent and commit to come here each and every week to hear the Word of God. And in that hearing, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, all by the work of the Holy Spirit, who through the Word has given you eternal life, and who delivers to you Jesus, who is crucified for you. It is then also the job of your pastor, as the shepherd, to guide, to keep you in the flock and to point you to green pastures and still waters. The grass is the wheat that becomes the bread of life. The life-giving waters that were placed upon you at your baptism become the source to be refreshed and renewed. You may be tempted to leave the flock, whether out of boredom, out of grumbling, or some other priority. But know this: this flock is your very life. Don't take my word for it, but rather listen to Jesus. He said, "I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away." Jesus says that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will bear witness about me, and you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. In other words, you remained. You did not wander. You did not grumble and walk with Jesus no more. So don't let that happen. Continue in your walk with Jesus and with the flock. Continue to hear the voice of your good shepherd, the voice borne by the Holy Spirit. Don't let something silly rob you of eternal life. Don't be the foolish sheep who leaves the flock only to be devoured by wolves. Jesus says that there will be trouble in the lives of Christians, and we know it's not always easy to talk or walk with Jesus. The world considers attacking us to be service to God. As Jesus said in the gospel, they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me, but I have said these things that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. So stay in the flock, stay in the Word, stay in the sacramental fellowship of your parish church, not for the sake of tradition or for family or for routine. Not because you are looking for a club to belong to. For again, this is a hospital, and we come here to receive the very medicine that allows us to live another day and another week. So treasure these things. Treasure the Word of God. Come to where the Word is taught and taught properly. Come to where the Word is proclaimed and proclaimed boldly for you. Come to where you are protected from the wolves of this world. Don't be a grumbler. Don't let pride or misplaced priorities be the spiritual death of you, whether sudden or and rooted in anger or gradual and rooted in distractions or apathy. For it is in Jesus, the one whom the Spirit guides us, that the prophecy of Ezekiel finds its fulfillment when he says, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. And from your idols I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will put my spirit within you. Jesus said these things to keep you from falling away. So thanks be to God that he has given us his Holy Spirit, that in the forgiveness of sins, we can live in the promise of hope. And this is your hope. This is your promise. This is your joy. Because Christ has died for you. And indeed, Christ has risen for you. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
Gracious Father, we pray that you would bless this, our offering, that here in this place we may continue to proclaim Christ in whom crucified, for the forgiveness of sins, for life and salvation to all who would hear. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We continue with the prayers of the church. We pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, through your divine mercy and goodness, you gave to us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be the propitiation for our sins, therefore, thereby delivering us from the power of death, the devil, and eternal damnation. On the third day, Jesus did rise from the dead and did bring forth righteousness, innocence, and eternal life. We pray that you grant us grace, that by the working of your Holy Spirit in us, we may take deep felt joy and comfort in Christ's holy death and resurrection, and by that we ourselves overcome all fear of death. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, continue to give your church faithful pastors to speak your word and administer your sacraments. Grant that we may be kept in this faith, teach it to our children, and do the good works that show forth our identity as your own people. Count us righteous in Christ, having been joined with his death and resurrection in holy baptism. Make us bold in heart this Eastertide, that we may speak freely of the joy of the resurrection that leads to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, give wisdom to our president, our governor, all those elected or appointed to serve our government in this nation, in this state, and in our community. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to all places of this world. Protect and defend those who protect and defend us. especially our police and emergency workers, and those who serve us in the armed forces. We remember especially Todd, Angela, Jacob, Madison, and Kyle. We pray that they and all who serve may do so with honor and integrity, and that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, it is your joy to give life, and we thank you for the gift of human life. We pray that you would look favorably upon expectant mothers, especially Amber and Aaron. Grant that throughout their time of pregnancy, that mother and child may be kept safe from harm and danger, and that you may be glorified in the giving of life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we praise you for the gift of life that you have bestowed upon Haley and Kale with the birth of a baby girl. We pray that you would send your holy angels to shield and protect this child from all danger of body and soul. Preserve her according to your good pleasure until that day when she is brought to the waters of holy baptism to receive the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, teach us to number our days, even as we count the years of life upon earth. Bless those who celebrate birthdays this week. We remember Jan, Carol, John, Leland, Tim, Lisa, and Kyle. Strengthen their trust in your goodness and bless them with your abiding love all the days of their life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, you have been gracious in the giving of the gift of marriage. We especially remember Larry and Jean, Rod and Joe, Oren and Joyce, Myron and Sherilyn, who celebrate that gift of marriage this week. Assist them always by your grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love, they may ever honor and keep their promises, grow in love toward you and love for each other through every joy and sorrow shared. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, you have founded your promises in the crucified and risen flesh of Jesus Christ. Fortify those who suffer in body and soul through sickness, loneliness, adversity, and trouble. We especially pray for our homebound and shut-ins, Eldine, June, Janine, Audrey, Bev, Benny, Lenora, Fenil, Virgil, and Lois. So also we pray for those whose needs are known to you and who have asked for our prayers. We remember Isabel, Stacy, Dwayne, Nick, Hannah, Blaine, Karen, Harvey, Lana, April, Janine, Sandy, Margaret, Kathy, Lori, Pastor DeLoach, Gloria, Frances, Alma, and Dawn. These and all whom we name in our hearts this day. We pray that you would heal and sustain them according to your good and gracious will. And we pray also that you would deliver them to everlasting life in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, though we are unworthy of a place at the table of our Lord, you have bid us to come and eat of his flesh and blood. Give to us faith that we may come in repentance to receive this blessed food of everlasting life. Awaken our hearts, remove from us all foreign thoughts, increase our hope, kindle our affections, cleanse us from all impurity of sin, and sanctify us wholly, that we may approach your table in cheerful confidence and with pure mouth, holy heart, and heartfelt desire, partaking to the blessing, life, and salvation of our soul. Lord, in your mercy, all these things we ask, dear Father, and whatever else you know that we need, we pray that you would grant them to us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you.